when the Falklands situation developed and the fleet, what Armada was sent off, there was a great rumour that members of the cabinet, including Francis Pym, didn't want to go ahead with it. They wanted to do a deal brokered by the Americans or something. And Margaret was apparently very, I was very upset about it. So I said to Fergus, I said, look, there's this rumour running around that that's what the real right, you know, the old school of the cabinet want to do. He said, do you think there's any truth in that? I said, well, I don't know. I said, but you've been at PPS, you can go, you can walk across to number 10 and find out. So he did. And he came back and said, you're right. What do we do? I said, well, I said, I'll tell you what I think we could do. We could tell all our mates and we could say, if they agree with us, tell the whip's office that we should all resign the Tory party whip. And the was no cabinet revolt. I'll tell you a little story about it. When the first ships started to get sunk, we were having an all-night debate, and John Locke was the minister. And it was the notice went up on the board. Statement, 10 o'clock, Secretary of State of Defence. So the place was crowded. And I couldn't get anywhere. I could see anything. In the end, the only way I got anywhere to sit was to go up in the gallery, which absolutely overlooked the government benches, behind the Labour benches. And I sat there, and he came in, and Margaret sat next to him. And this was a woman who some people say was so mad, military mad, she wanted to go to war. And as he announced the loss of the first ship, she sat there weeping. And then people had the blooming nerve to say that she deliberately done all of this. Just was not true. She felt it because she was so responsible. It showed that she cared.